Well, good morning. We're coming up on 8:45 at WFIR. The debut of the Carilion Clinic Ironman 70.3 was delayed by a year. Of course, that was because of the pandemic, but it's here next month on June 6th. 70-plus miles of swimming, biking, and running in the Roanoke Valley. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio is race director Brant Burnett and Sarah Clementsic, the volunteer director, who will talk about how you can get involved. We say good morning to you all. Good to have you here.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Now, as we start out, where will the Ironman competition take place, if you would? Talk about the three venues where each leg of the race will originate.
Yeah, absolutely. So the swim portion of the event will take place at Carvin's Cove Reservoir, 1.2 miles up there. The bike course will start at the reservoir and end at River's Edge Park, go east, you know, through the town of Buchanan, Botetourt County, Roanoke Counties, back into, onto the Ridge Parkway, back into town of Vinton, and then through the city of Roanoke. And then the 13.1 mile run will take place all on the Roanoke River Greenway.
So the I think the biking ends at what, Reserve Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. So you were able to get back on the parkway this year, because I know you had permission, Brant, in place last year. So you had to get the permission again. They were okay with that?
Yeah, it's been great working with the National Park Service and just working with them along this process. So yeah, we were able to get a permit for the parkway again this year.
All right. And how many athletes are registered, and are you sold out?
The race is sold out, which is super exciting for a first year event. We'll race 2,500 athletes on race day.
Last year, of course, you offered the option for people to be deferred either to this year's race or to another Ironman around the country. How many people actually deferred from last year? Do you have any idea how many people said, hey, I'll wait another year, train for another year?
Yeah, so, you know, majority of the folks, you know, and I don't have an exact percentage, but higher than most races actually deferred back to this year. And I think that's just the excitement of the first year event, the excitement of the venues here, the course, the communities here. People just want to race in the community here. So we did see a higher than average, selection of athletes that deferred to 2021 this year.
And I guess for what I read, some of the top finishers can actually qualify for an Ironman World Championship. Where is that going to be held?
So that'll be held in St. George, Utah this year, 2021. We're giving 150 world championship slots to age group athletes and another
in all your Ironman races, not just in this one.
Yes, correct. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this race specifically will have 150 world championship slots and another 50 for women for try. It's this race alone will have a good percentage of athletes going to world championships.
Wow. So something to kind of train extra hard that last month for, huh?
Yeah. It's deserving of the last, year and a half, 2 years of training. So. A lot of slots up for grab.
When is it in St. George? I've been in St. George in the summer. It can get kind of warm.
It is September 19th.
Okay. That's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking with Brant Burnett and Sarah Clementsic about the Carilion Clinic Ironman 70.3, Virginia's Blue Ridge race. Talk about the biking segment. It's a 1.2 mile swim and then a 56 mile bike race. And I guess you've got to make that uphill climb on Route 43 to get to the parkway. 56-mile bike race, and then 13-mile half marathon at the end. So you typically, I don't know if you have any idea, Brant, but when you do these tries, how many first-timers you get in there? How many novices who maybe have done a sprint but have never done like a half full Ironman?
Yeah, so we've seen a little bit higher percentage of first-time athletes at this race. Again, I think, the local community is super excited. So we have a higher percentage of first year athletes here. We definitely didn't make the course easy on them, so it'll be a challenge. But I think the payoff is there with the views of the region, the parkway. We did give them a little flatter run course, so a little break after the bike.
It sort of goes in sync with the Blue Ridge Marathon, because that's a good training run, especially if you do the full. You train for that, and 2 months later, you're in a better spot for an Ironman.
Yeah, and I think that's what the region is known for. The adventure, the landscape here, the, like you said, the mountains. That's what the draw here is. So,
Sarah Clementsic is an ER doctor at Carilion, and you're heading up. You're the volunteer director. Talk about the need for volunteers, Sarah, and how many are needed, and what the volunteers, some of the things they might be doing on race day or before.
Sure. Thanks for having us. So there's a need for about 1,000 volunteers. A lot of the people that signed up from 2020 were held over into 2021 spots, so that was great for me, at least, and for them to have their spots held. But the volunteer duties range from all sorts of things, getting people registered, getting the packet stuff for the athletes, being present at information booths, being present for transition zone help, And then just all along the race course and the run course as well with nutrition aid stations.
So will you need them all on race day, or will you need some on a couple days going up to race day, or what?
Great. So June 6th is race day, as you know. So there's a volunteer needs June 3rd through June 6th. Like I said, a lot of people held their spots. So right now, the main needs that are open are June 5th and 6th.
Okay. And are there going to be like volunteer lead coordinators in each position or something? Or it sounds like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. So I'll kind of oversee everybody, but then each shift has their own captain, which is kind of the team lead or point person for that. And so I've been reaching out to some of the groups this week and finding the captains. There's still some roles available for that as well.
And I guess one pitch would be to people that want to share in some of the buzz of the Ironman but aren't ready to run something like that, that they can get involved, they can help people on the course, they can sort of get in the mix.
Exactly. So this really can't go off without the volunteers. Volunteers make it. They bring their attitude, they bring their cheering, they bring their support for the athletes. So really, a lot of the athletes tell me that it's great to have the volunteers along the course, and that's really what helps them through.
I'll ask you later again, but how do people, if they are interested in signing up to be a volunteer, what do they do?
There's a volunteer template. It's loaded on the Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge website, which is vvbr.com/Ironman, and you can click on the icon there.
And you're also doing a thing at, is it Star Hill Brewery, next Monday?
I did it. It was this past week.
Okay.
So yeah, it was great. But okay. You can email me or find that website and click through and find the job that's perfect for you.
Okay. It's about 8:50 here, Tim, before the hour, visiting in studio this morning. We're talking about the Carilion Clinic Ironman 70.3 coming up June 6th. We're talking with race director Brant Burnett and Sarah Clemensig, the volunteer director. Brant, Ironman is committed to the Carilion Clinic Ironman 70.3 Virginia's Blue Ridge for 3 years? A year was added to that commitment when the triathlon last year was canceled. So what was it about this area that made it a logical choice to have an Ironman?
Yeah, I think, you know, like we had mentioned, the community involvement here has been, you know, really supportive from day one. And then the landscape here and the atmosphere, the environment, you know, it's kind of built for athletes here. You know, there's so many spots to run and bike and, you know, and Sarah lives here locally and can attest to it. You know, there's people just out, you know, doing these things, you know, on a casual day. So this community here was built for it. So it's exciting. You know, we're glad to be here. You know, like again, it's from day one, it's been nothing but, you know, good things and welcoming from the community. So we look forward to it.
Talk about the involvement of Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge with getting this race attracted here and working with them to get the Ironman off the ground here.
Yeah. I mean, they're obviously great partners. And that's, you know, their job is to bring tourism here and, you know, working with them just over the last, you know, I don't know, 3 years now, maybe even longer than that, has been just really good. And, you know, getting the community involved, from that component as well, just locally. And then, you know, bringing the athletes here and welcoming them into the region here as well, mm-hmm. Has been great to work with them.
And someone told me this morning that it's about a $10 million economic impact you're expecting, and a lot from athletes coming into town, eating, staying overnight, that type of thing. Is that pretty standard for what you see when you plant a new Ironman?
Yeah, that's pretty standard there, and as an estimated amount, you know, it's anywhere from hotel rooms, you know, restaurants and shopping when you're here, flying in, renting cars. You know, there's a whole bunch of direct and indirect spending that's you know, capable, but that's kind of like a really good estimate amount right there. Mm-hmm. $10 million.
Sarah, let me ask you, how is Carilion involved with this race? Obviously your name's on the title. Talk about that, and has it led maybe some Carilion employees to get really involved with this race, either running the race or volunteering or training or things like that?
Carilion Clinic is the title sponsor for the event. They've also been really great at spreading the word throughout the local community of Carilion itself and getting employees involved. A lot of my friends and colleagues are signed up to race, whether on a relay team or for the full race itself. So I think they're embracing it in both the volunteer and the athlete form and just the community service aspect of it.
By the way, how great is having the Greenway right outside Carilion Clinic? I see employees out there all the time on their break or whatever, just walking up and down the Greenway.
I tell my friends all the time that took jobs in other states that they're crazy. I can go right to my car after work, get into running clothes, and head out on the Greenway. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Brant Burnett and Sarah Clemensig about the Carilion Clinic Ironman 70.3 Virginia's Blue Ridge. Have a couple minutes left. I wanted to ask you about the Ironman Village, sort of like an Olympic Village thing. Talk about where that is, and that's something that you don't have to be running the race to kind of take part in.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is free and open to the public. The Ironman Village will be at River's Edge Park. That'll kind of be our like home base for race weekend there. It's also the site of the second transition. But we'll have, you know, it'll be where athletes will have to go to check in. Our official merchandise store will be there. And then other just local and series-wide, you know, national partners will be there in setting up, you know, space there. But it is free and open to the public. So even if you're not registered, you know, to race, you can come down, check it out. Star Hill will be there with a beer garden. So that's always, you know, super exciting. We all need a beer, right?
Exactly. And I guess also you're going to be, there'll be live streaming there of the swim portion and the bike portion.
Yeah, so we're working on, you know, because no spectators will be allowed at Carvin's Cove on race morning, we are working on, you know, trying to get that stream down to River's Edge Park there for the swim and the bike course.
Okay. Are you a triathlete yourself?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
I do
okay.
a little running, though. But
okay, that's what my thing yeah. is, too. Talk about the I'm Local program. What is that all about?
Yeah, so the I'm Local, and it's, you know, in conjunction with Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge, you know, we try to get the community, you know, involved as much as possible. And again, you know, the athletes are coming into town, and we want to get them to go to local organizations and businesses. So it's a free program for local businesses and organizations to get involved. They can offer, you know, not even just for athletes, for volunteers and anybody that's in town, you know, to offer a perk or incentive or discount to, you know, for an athlete to show their bib or show their medal or t-shirt or volunteer t-shirt. And, you know, you can get, you know, maybe it's a free item or 10% off, you know, your meal type thing. So it's really just help. And we push that message out to all the athletes and supply them a list of, you know, all of the businesses that are participating. But, you know, it's really just getting the athletes, you know, to go and engage with the local community partners there.
Mm-hmm. By the way, if you wanted to watch any of this race, would Reserve Avenue be the best place?
Yeah. So, you know, Reserve for the most part of the race, you know, Reserve Avenue, the greenway's kind of, you know, there's some ample spots there. And then there's some, you know, good viewing spots even, you know, in town of Vinton or town of Buchanan that are, you know, good spots to sit and watch the bike course. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, kind of the one of the pieces, you know, with River's Edge Park and why we chose that is there's a lot of good viewing spots for spectators there.
So what's the website if people want to find out some of this information?
Yeah. So if you go to ironman.com /IM70.3 Virginia's Blue Ridge, there's a list of, you know, athlete information, supporters, travel information, folks need hotel rooms can all like go to those links mm-hmm. there. So.
Well, just to wrap up, Sarah, how many volunteers do you still need at this point?
Really, we're sitting pretty good. So just a few hundred. I do want to mention that there is some grant funding from Ironman Foundation that's eligible for nonprofits that provide groups of volunteers. So I still have room for that as well.
Okay. Less than a minute left. I just want to know, are you really excited about this? I mean, it's been 2 years in, you know, in the making here with a year delay. Are you excited about this?
Yeah, it's 31 days away. So
who's counting?
I have a countdown on my laptop. No, it's been, you know, the last like 2 years, just really good to, again, the community has been like super supportive. I love coming here, you know, every single time, but it's been, you know, 2 years. So I think we're ready. I think the community is like ready to host us here. So, we're super excited for it. Our staff's looking forward to it.
All right. It's the Carilion Clinic Ironman 70.3. Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge race. It's June 6th. And Brant Burnett and Sarah Klemencic, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.